السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قدرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning مفتي صاحب I hope you and Appa in the best of health الله تعالى grant you afiat مفتي صاحب the platform is yours
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم سليم كريم Ameen, Ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Safar 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today we focus on chapter 37, and that is Surah Al-Suafat, verses number 41 to 44. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, those people who are sincere, devoted, dedicated to Islam, and they do not get influenced by the external and all the kufr forces and the forces of blasphemy, for example, kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship, secularism, capitalism, Zionism, and all these other man-made isms, they reject it absolutely, totally, and completely. And they pass away with Iman and Islam. They have that firm conviction. For them, Almighty Allah states, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ For those people, for them, رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ The sustenance, رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ A fixed amount. Meaning that they in Jannah, in paradise, there's no hunger, there's no thirst, there's no worry, there's no sorry. So whatever is their quota will be given to them. For example, فَوَاكِهُ فَوَاكِهُ is the plural of فَاكِهَ So when there is no hunger, there is no thirst, so all the wonderful, wonderful fruit and what have you. So what is the meaning of this fruit and so forth? It means that they will enjoy it just like a connoisseur, not because they are hungry. We had an 8-9 course meal and then they bring ice cream or they bring a dessert or they bring a pudding. You're not eating it because you're hungry. You just want to taste it, how wonderful, magnificent the taste is. So that is will resonate with our puny little brains. For wakihu, so it is just for tasting purposes, all these different fruits. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ And they will choose whatever they want to, and all will be unlimited. وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ And they will be given the greatest honor, because we are the guests, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, this is hospitality from His side. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ That this is hospitality from Ghafoor, Almighty Allah, who is all-forgiving, very forgiving. He knows our vices, our sins, but he forgave us. He's Rahim. He's very, very merciful. So out of his mercy, benevolence and grace, we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And now whatever we desire, that we will receive. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ So everything you will find in a noble Quran. فِي جَنَّاتٍ نَعِيمٍ In the gardens of bliss. You know, they say when we were in school in the 60s, they taught us the Garden of Eden. So that also they stole from the Quran Sharif and and the Sunnah Mubarakah from Islam, fi Jannati Adnin. Adnin means that the garden of eternity. Fi Jannati Na'im. Na'im means the garden of bliss. Whatever you desire, there won't be 1 second of worry, sorry, anxiety. And Jannati Al-Firdaus, so that refers to the, you know, the cream of the crop, the best portion of Jannah. So therefore, all these words we should use when we are supplicating, begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannata Al-Firdaus Al-A'la, Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi Jannati Al-Na'im, Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi Jannati Adnin. So all these words are totally acceptable. Ala shururim mutaqabilin. They will be sitting on the surur, on their sarir, on their sofas. Yea, in this world we sit on a lazy boy and we sit on the wonderful, comfortable sofas. But there is no match and you must comparison to what Almighty Allah has kept in Jannah, in paradise for us. They will be reclining, sitting on their sofas, mutaqabilin, facing one another. There will be no parda, no hijab, no niqab, all the restrictions removed. That is only for this world we should remember that. And what does Almighty Allah want? That we must be the ones that we did little but effort, and He will reward us spectacularly. All what we enjoy in this world, the health, the wealth, the honor, and whatever else, that is just a bonus, remember that. And the real handsome optimum reward will be in the year after. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. So hence Almighty Allah rewards people here in this world, but that is just the bonus, the bansela, and وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. The handsome, maximum, optimum reward is in the year after. But who will receive it? وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those people who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. They do not do it to impress people and dress to impress. Nay, whatever they say, whatever they do, they try and please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They try and please the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever we receive in this world, the goodness is a bonus and maximum, optimum, handsome reward in the year after. Chapter 3, verse number 148. And Wallahu wa Rasulu wa haqqu ay yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. And Almighty Allah says the true believers are those that they want to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in all walks of life and please the Prophet Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 9, verse number 62. So that should be our aim. And then Allah, out of His fadl, grace and mercy, will grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Sometime a person passed away who was very near and dear to us, our beloved parents, our children, our spouses, our siblings, brothers, sisters. And then we see them in a dream, and they are shining, glittering, white clothes, and they look like a princess, like a queen, or like a king and a prince. And then you know, lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. Thus Allah is giving you the glad tidings. So we have to strive and strive, and inshallah, Almighty Allah will grant us that forgiveness, and then enter us into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. Let us continue now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Today, the 7th of Safar, 1446, Gaza genocide. Today, Monday, that is day number 311. So the Israeli government, army, all have been condemned by the international community and worldwide for their genocide, ethnic cleansing, wanton murder, torture. Their prisons have become a cell of tortures and cells of torture. And then they target people while they're praying. More than 100 people on Saturday morning, Fajr time, murdered by these haramis, by these murderers, by these war criminals. criminals, by these people who are the swines and the pigs. That's what the Quran calls them, and we should have no qualms in calling them what the Quran calls them. And monkeys, which Quran says in chapter number 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Oh, Almighty Allah made some of them into swines and into monkeys. So then Quran says in chapter 62, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. As far as their scholars for dollars go, they are just like donkeys and carrying big, big encyclopedias. So everything is in the Quran Sharif. So why should we shy away from that? So forever they will be punished, whether it is by Hitler, whether it is by Hamas, whether it is by the Houthis, whether it is by Abdul Qadir Husseini of the past and of the future. Inshallah, we all should follow in their footsteps. Izzuddin Qassam Rahimahullah passed away in 1933. Abdul Qadir Husseini passed away, became Shaheed in the year 48, just before Israel was established, the Haramis. And then our brother Ismail Haniya Rahimahullah. So these are our leaders, and we are proud to associate ourselves with them. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So Alhamdulillah, say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar. One Jutla was dispatched to hell, and they're making barbecue of him now, and he is already in the hellfire and already experiencing that. He was there in the West Bank. What the hell are you doing there in the West Bank? That is not your territory. The whole Palestine you stole, basically. By international law, West Bank belongs to Palestinians. So you come there and our Palestinian shoots you, kills you. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about it. Every Jutla they put away, we're happy. We got no sympathy, empathy for them. A khuya juat as a dwaya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. That is what the Afrikaners taught us, and so forth. BB or hostages? The Jews of America have to decide. Do they want to keep the war criminal, the person guilty of genocide, with his ministers, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, all haramis, all war criminals? Do they want to keep them in power or get rid of them and release the hostages? It is really amazing, astonishing, the world and the Western press controlled by the Zionists will harp on the 100, 120, whatever the amount is of hostages. But hardly anybody speaks about the hostages in the Israeli hellholes, in the torture cells, where more than 10,000 Palestinians, men, women, children, are being holed up and in that hellhole and being tortured and persecuted, just like our brothers there in Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, by the American regime. Whole lot of them war criminals, remember that. When you support Israel, so you're an accomplice in this crime. So every president of Israel, from George W. Bush and before and after, whole lot war criminals, and they just want to keep the war going so that their industries and so forth can do and increase. But now Putin is putting them in the place. That's why I like Putin. He's a big harami. You need haramis now. So remember, Putin will take them on in Ukraine and is already defeating them, and is going to unleash some of his great power that he has now in this week, inshallah. And this side, Yahya Sinwar released the statement, inshallah, inshallah, I will make Netanyahu regret the day his mother gave birth to him. Allahu Akbar. That is what we want to see. Not the Saudi regime and Emirates regime and all these puppets and kings of, you must remember, Bahrain, Jordan, Morocco, the Pharaoh in Egypt, Mahmoud Abbas, the Harami, Murtad, Ghaddar. These are all traitors and haramis and shaitans and murtads. We have no confidence in them. Hamas says implement the ceasefire, which Biden said immediately. What you have to talk the whole time? We're ready, implement it. You see that? They're putting Israel on the back foot. And the Zionist press, they don't know which way to turn. The world has seen Israel army are the most disgraced army in the entire world. In Israel, there's no democracy. If you are a Jutla, different laws. If you are a Palestinian, you're third class, fourth class. You can kill them, murder them, torture them. And the world will look at the other side. That is the white mentality. that majority of them are racist, and don't come tell me otherwise, then why the hell are the Jutlas there? They should be kicked out and expelled long time. There should be an arms embargo. They're an apartheid regime, and everybody knows that. Israel has bombed 8 schools in the past 10 days. That is Israel. Today is the 75th year of your Geneva Convention after World War II. That time they said, and they mentioned all this, there must be no attacking of hospitals, there must be no attacking of schools, there must be no attacking of religious places, mosques, synagogues, and churches, and what have you. Everything Israel did, and not from 7th October onwards, we're very proud of what happened on 7th October. They sent 1,000 Jutlas to hell. Alhamdulillah, Allah will be very happy about it. You can't come and torture us and steal our land and practice apartheid for 75, 76 years and expect nothing to happen. For action, there must be reaction. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Trump blames Iran for the hacking. That's all they're good for. They will never take blame themselves. Blame this one, blame this one. Trump is an egoistic person. He's a narcissist. And remember, if he loses the elections against Kamala Harris, he said there'll be a bloodbath. Now, which kind of democracy is that? So America stinks, remember, from America right till South Africa. So that is what America is all about. Don't think America is what you see in Hollywood and Bollywood. They're all criminals. Athens people in their thousands are told to move out from near Athens and all that in Greece because the fires are raging on and the olive trees and all that are being burnt and finished. The people are wondering what will happen to them. So use the same analogy. When the Jutla settlers come, destroy the olive groves and olive trees and everything of the Palestinians. So where must they go? Hindus attacked in Bangladesh. This makes me laugh, you know, that the world now are saying that the Hindus are being attacked in Bangladesh. But what about for the past 15 years and so forth, that Modi is in power, remember, and for the past 10 years and more, they're attacking Muslims, burning our mosque, destroying our mosque, raping our women, and that you must turn a blind eye. We must know who our worst enemies are. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَى So you will always find for now and the future your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever said every Jew or every Hindu. We definitely will say majority Jews and majority Hindus. You just have to see and look at Israel and India. So now they want to complain. If they kick out all the Hindus from Bangladesh, they justify it. What you're doing in our country? Get out, go back to India. So that is what they should do. This Arab regimes, haramis they are, ghaddar they are, every one of them who supporting Israel must fall. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said on his deathbed during his fatal illness, go open Muslim Sharif, akhrijul yahud wal nasara min jaziratil arab, expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. But these haramis and murtads and shaitans will invite them more and more. So that is what our Islam stands for. The European Union chief and them are horrified by Israel's attack on schools. So what that horrified means? That go to hell. Why you don't apply sanctions? Why you don't have an arms embargo? Why don't you say Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime? You have to do all this, what you did with South Africa. That also after so many years. So it's similar there. It's worse. They're 100 times worse than the apartheid we experienced in South Africa. Fire breaks out at the nuclear plant, and that is there where the Russians are. They're occupying it there after the Ukraine attack. So now there's big problems there for them. They attack them, but the nuclear plant, remember, some places there's fire burning there. So big, big problems. Lithium protest, part of the war against the president in Serbia. So now you know people want lithium for their computers, cell phones. Afghanistan has one of the largest reserves. So this is Serbia. So big, big protest demonstrations. They say you're going to destroy our country. The president says that this is now an introduction and a precursor for a war against the president. Russians snubbed the closing ceremony of the Olympics. They told them, go to hell. So very good you did. This whole Olympics is haram in Islam, and all this professional sport are haram. It is just a diversion to take you away from the main things that are going on in the world. So we need to wake up. Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. The true believers, they turn away from all these futile and haram actions. That is what the true believers do. United States of America suddenly became Father Christmas. So they're telling the Venezuelan President Maduro, okay, you must just relinquish power. We will give you amnesty, and then there'll be no problem, and install Gonzalez and so forth. So Maduro tell them, go to hell. Who the hell are you to dictate to us? Were your elections free and fair? That you know you don't even have one man, one vote, universal suffrage. If you take Clinton beat Trump, remember that, on a one-to-one basis, but they have the electoral business of their states and so forth. So when you have 100 countries and more voting in the United Nations, and you come use your veto, so where the hell is the justice in that? You must remember, you are the biggest terrorist and biggest criminal on earth with your illegitimate child Israel there. Harris is leading Trump in the swing states, and APEC is in a big panic now. Which horse must they bet on? Both are haramis. The Harris camp is harami, and the Trump camp are harami, and APEC is harami. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. All parties are khabith and impure and immoral. Japan's rainfall, in one day so much rain fell, like for 1 month, equivalent to 1 month, the airports are, the water is there, the rains are coming, and they're all planes, majority of them cancelled, postponed. Big problems there in certain parts of Japan. So the Bangladesh Chief Justice retires, remember, not retires, he resigns. Why? The students told him, we will hang you, as they did with some already. So remember that he also resigned, and the students are in power now. Nevertheless, let's go on. Lloyd Austin, so he is the African Defense Minister, first African Defense Minister of America. He's sending major ships there towards the Middle East. And that side, Russia is sending a lot of planes worth arms, ammunition, and jamming tactics and strategy. How to jam the apparatus of the Americans and Israelis. We don't have to go there and fight. Just jam all their systems. Wonderful, Putin. That's a masterstroke. Give them, give all of them, give Iran, give North Korea, go, give everybody. So give South Africa also jamming desire. The only thing with South Africa, they might steal it also. You know South Africa. So let's come to South Africa. Yesterday I went to the shop. So now when I went there, I like to look at the headlines. So the Sunday Times headline was screaming, 77,000 murders unresolved in the past 6 years. We have become the murder capital, the rape capital, the gender violence capital. Why? Because your constitution is not worth the paper on what is written. Tell the African countries, Muslim countries, Arab countries, don't detach themselves and divorce themselves from this idea. We must impress the West. We must impress the white man. You will always be humiliated, disgraced. I'm asking you, what good is that constitution? The world said 94, 30 years ago, we got democracy. If you know anything of South Africa, the constitution was ratified, adopted in 96. At that time, they told us that this is the best constitution in the world. Already at that time, I was teaching in Darulum, Newcastle, where we were in the weekend, for the wonderful Ijtima. Well done to you, brothers, sisters, children, elders, ulama there in Newcastle. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Allah ta'ala qabool for my Allah. Accept it. Allah makes it a means of hidayat. I should say that deep, because the students are naive also, Simple Simon, majority of them. So I would tell them that this constitution is not worth the paper on which is written. And then on the media, we spoke about this from 2001. So that is what you see. So now the MK party of Zuma, will it implode? The question you have to ask is Zuma himself in charge or his daughter is in charge? Because they fired 18 members of parliament and so forth. So it doesn't be, there's an ominous signs for the MK. They might just implode and big problems for them. Yesterday I had a lot of visitors, mashallah, Saturday as well. And you know, one person went here to the deer and they brought, you understood, for me, the Majlis newspaper, the latest one. I want all of you, especially the students, ulama, people who want to understand Islam properly, go read the latest Majlis. The latest Majlis is the July edition 2024, Zulhijjah 1445. Yesterday I read the whole thing. So from starting to ending, Hazrat Maulana A.S. Desai Hafizahullah, one of the greatest ulama, South African ulama, who was born in South Africa. You must read the three articles he wrote, one on voting, brilliant. Another one on what we call medical aid and so forth, brilliant article. And the third one, why are we as Muslims and the Gaza and the whole world suffering? So go read it with an open mind and not with jaundiced eyes. The Majlis newspaper, 50 years Islamically in existence now. Allah Ta'ala accept Hazrat Maulana's efforts. And that is the latest one, Majlis, July 2024. Or just go online and inshallah you will find it there, inshallah. Our program for today, inshallah, will be 8:30 to 9. Mona Zaid will interview me. We will speak about the ijtima in different parts of the world and how it started and so forth and so on. Excellent work, mashallah. Then between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30 our report back, and that will be our trip to Northern Natal, Vryheid, then Denhauser, and then Dundee, and then Newcastle, and then back home, mashallah. And we must thank certain people, our Muhammad Parak of Newcastle, his beloved son Suleiman, and many, many others, the Katrada family, Zahir Musa, and their Hafiz Salim Dokrat, his beloved son Hafiz Luqman. So Allah reward all of them. And then, inshallah, tonight with Hafiz Wadi, it will be live on Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the live Q&A tonight, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Mawlana Salim Kareem, we have 17 minutes left, inshallah, let's fire up with the questions. Allah Ta'ala make it easy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Saab, can a pregnant woman get married?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, can a pregnant woman get married? That is the question. So the question is this: ABC is the boyfriend and XYZ is the girlfriend. They committed fornication and now she conceived, she's pregnant. So what must happen in a case like that? Both parties must be given 100 lashes after she gives birth and she's strong enough and so forth. This is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 24, verse 2. Azaniyat wa zani fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalla. That fornicators and fornicator, both of them must be given 100 lashes in public. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. You must not show them any mercy, compassion. If you really believe in Almighty Allah and the last day, meaning all the articles of faith, وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. A group of true Muslims must witness it. So this is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 24, verse 2. Just juxtapose and compare this with the Western system, where they promote and advocate fornication, adultery, gay business, lesbian, transgender, and every vice you can think of, abortion and prostitution. So that's why Islam says, when you want to solve a problem, then go to the root, and then you will solve the problem. These enemies will tell you, use a condom and what and what and what. All failed systems. Therefore, Islam is the best, and we must share it with the rest. Now, this is the issue. This boyfriend impregnated this girl, and now they get married. So yes, you must get married. Quran says so. Azaniyatu la yankihuwa illa azanin. You must get married. Go read Surah 24, verse 3. But remember, will the child be legitimate or illegitimate? The child is haram child, illegitimate child, and the lineage will go to the mother, irrespective of how many months have passed, from the time of the nikah, right till the time the birth of the baby. There is no blame and sin on the baby, the baby is innocent. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis. An-ni'matu la tanalu bil-mahzoor. The bounties and favors of Allah, you cannot obtain through haram things. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah says, no, they must be given the 100 lashes in public. But if that boy and girl, that they got married, so from date of nikah, of marriage, till the date of the birth of the baby, is 6 months, 6 lunar months or more, then the child will be thabit to nasab, and the lineage will go to the father. But if it is less than 6 months, is 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and that lady gave birth, then remember that the lineage will go to the mother, and all illegitimate children, the lineage goes to the mother. And remember in the case of Isa alayhi salam, that you don't go say what the jutlas haram is, say that is illegitimate, and so that he was born miraculously. Almighty Allah is showing us his power. And why we work for 6 months? Because all the jurors, scholars of Islam agree, the minimum period of gestation pregnancy is 6 months. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. So all this is enshrined in the noble Quran. So therefore, but zina always, we not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma hassin farji. Authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Ahmad, every one of us, Ya Allah, protect my private part. Allah Ta'ala, protect us from all fitna.
Mufti sahab, my grandson is getting married. She's sitting in it. That is it permissible for her to travel to another town to attend the nikah?
Totally haram. Whether it's your grandson, your granddaughter getting married, you are here in Lanesha, and the nikah is taking place there in Newcastle and Dundee or in Ladysmith and so forth, you say, no, I tomorrow poiroche, maridikriche, my son, my grandson, and my daughter, my granddaughter, and so. But you in iddat, your husband passed away. So your iddat is 130 days, 130 days from time of death. Oh, your husband divorce you, so you must be in iddat thalathata quru. Three quru, Hanafis, Hanbalis say three menses, and the Shafi'is, Malikis say three periods of cleanliness. So it is a time of sadness and mourning, not if the husband passed away. So it's not time for celebration and so forth. Totally haram for you to go and participate in the nikah and to go and witness it and so forth. All haram, not permissible.
Kisab, can I read Nafil Salah immediately after Fajr Salah?
According to the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, and them, it is permissible if it is Zawatul Asbab. Zawatul Asbab means that you're reading Fajr Salat nowadays 6 o'clock. We're just using example, right? But us here, Namaz now, Salat is 10 past 6, so after the program, I read 2 sunnats and then I go. Brother Muhammad Khan comes here, mashallah, with a smart posh, and then he takes me with Allah's help. Allah Ta'ala reward him. So remember that. So if after Fajr Salat, Salat, you want to read 2 rakat, Salatul Tawbah for repentance, Salatul Hajat for need, or Salatul, you must remember, Shukr, to thank Almighty Allah for all His recurring bounties and favors, permissible, Shafi's, Hanbalis. Hanafis say not permissible from the time Fajr time enters. Yeba as I just see my phone made, my watch made peep, peep, peep just now. So 5:21, the time enters here in Johannesburg, Lanesha. So let's just say 5:20, just to make it a round book. So from then, 5:20, right to 6:40, that is sunrise, you can't read any Nafil Salat according to Hanafis. The only Salat you can read is the Sunnats of Fajr, Sunnat Muqadda, Qaza Salat, before Fajr, after Fajr, you can read before sunrise. But Nafil Salat, voluntary Salat, not permissible. Yes, now sunrise is now 6:40, 20 to 7 today. So you wait 12, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So 5 to 7, 7 o'clock, you read Ishraq, you read Salatul Duha, Chash Namaz. All that will be permissible and acceptable.
Mufti Sahab, my stay inmate stays in the yard. Her 2-plate stove broke and she does not have money. Can I buy it for her with interest money?
So it must not be part of the salary and wages. So it must be something totally separate. If she is in dire strait and you're paying her peanuts and so forth, so now her stove broke, so give her interest money, give her sadaqah money, all permissible, and increase her wages also. Remember Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, and the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. And if you go to Muslim and Bukhari, you will find about the whole chapter about Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise. And the Master alayhi salam gave us, you know, in Maimon we use one word, manjo pejo armanwo. My father's last wish. He told me A, B, C. He told me X, Y, Z. So we use the word Arman. Our parents are ordinary people, nothing special about them. This is Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah jalla wa ala in the entire universe. On his deathbed, the master, fatal illness, the master alayhi salatu salam said, As-salah, as-salah, guard your salat, namaz, prayer, hadaran wa safara, whether you're at your hometown, whether you're traveling, and wama malakat aymanukum, over whom you have some authority. So whether it's our wife, our children, fulfill their rights. Whether it's your employees, fulfill their rights. This is hukukullah, hukukul ibadah. The rights of Allah, salat, and over whom you have authority, so hukukul ibad. That is our Islam, not what the media shows. They are the biggest terrorists, war criminals, and guilty of genocide, the West and the whiteies, majority of them. But remember, Islam, we say pray, P-R-A-Y, to Almighty Allah, and do not pray, P-R-E-Y, on the creation of Allah. So give her the interest money, sadaqah money, and then she can buy the stove, or others you buy the stove and give it to her unconditionally, no conditions attached, and increase the wages also.
Mufti Sahib, my brother has not given me my inheritance since my marhum father passed away 15 years ago, despite me asking him many times. He has now been nominated to be a judge. I need to know whether it's permissible in Islam for me to challenge him, his nomination, bearing in mind that it may become public or our family will be exposed.
Remember that, give him one last ultimatum, tell him, give me my share. Otherwise, I'm going to name you, shame you, and nail you. And that Islamically is 100% right. You must remember that. I'll give you the references. You, the brother, honorable judge. They said the judge has to be a sober judge. I don't know how many judges are sober nowadays in South Africa and in the world. Nevertheless, Quran Kareem teaches us regarding inheritance. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verses 13 and 14. So what will you find there? If we did everything properly, the father passed away, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, you the children, grandchildren, should be reading Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers. Parents mean parents, grandparents all come in. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and only for the believers who died, passed away with Iman, Islam, to pray for non-Muslims after they died totally haram. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, the day the reckoning is established. So first the burial, funeral expenses, then the deaths of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts must be paid immediately, not after 3 days and 40 days. Third one, wasiyah for non-heirs, whether it's a person, organization, maximum amount, one-third from the net estate. And fourth one is the shares of the heirs. If everything was done correctly, وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is the supreme success. We answer the questions as they are posed to us. So if your brother was the executor or whatever, and he usurped your share, So remember, Quran says, Surah 4, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ, and you go beyond the limits, so you stole and usurp the rights of your heirs, the other heirs, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا, Allah Jalla wa Ala will then dispatch them to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very long period, وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for them will be a humiliating punishment. You want to go public, he will be named and shamed. 100% is permissible. 15 years, justice delayed is justice denied. So what justice is to give out in the court when he himself will be so corrupted and so forth? Go read, my brother, chapter 4 and verse number 148 and see what Allah says. Chapter 4, verse 148. You will get confused maybe with all the chapter verse beginning of the sixth supara. La yuhibbullahu al-jahra bisu'i min al-qawl. Allah does not love that we must speak publicly about things when these vices are committed. Illa man zulim, except for people who are oppressed. You are oppressed for 15 years. Your family is oppressed for 15 years according to your question. And now he feels, I'm riding the crest of the wave. I'm a judge now appointed. No, you must raise objections, and you must tell them that you can name them, shame them, and go on social media. That is what Islam teaches us. Chapter number, this thing, 4, verses 1, verse 148, and remember the beginning of the 6 supara, the 6 Jews. That is my fatwa regarding that issue.
Mufti Sahib, please advise what dua is best to seek forgiveness. I read a lot of istighfar.
Excellent. Hassan Basri, Khwaja Hassan Basri. Our people use the word Khwaja. The proper way is Imam Hassan al-Basri. He was born in Medina to Rasul, Medina Munawwara. In the last 2 years of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's Khilafat, Sayyidina Umar made his tahniq, took the date and chewed it and inserted in the mouth of Hassan. So afterwards, at the age of 14, they migrated from Medina Munawwara there to Basra, to Iraq. So now his youth was in Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Umar inserted the dates, and what the dua he read, Allahumma faqqihu fiddeen. Ya Allah, grant him deep, profound understanding of Islam. Wa habibhu ilan nas, and make him beloved to the people. So Surah 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13, go read it. So a person came to Hassan Basri, he said, there's famine in our town, he said, read istighfar. Another person came, like me, no children, he said, make istighfar. Another person came, he said, my business tip ho gaya. In Urdu they say, business tijarat vepar tip ho gaya. So my business is in the doldrums. For each one, he said, istighfar, istighfar, istighfar. He shouldn't ask him, Imam Ustaji, 3 different people came, you gave them the same prescription, head paining, stomach paining, knees paining, everybody panado, so they called the doctor, Dr. Panado, what you doing? He said, أما قرأت القرآن you never read Quran. استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. Allah is all forgiving. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. When you make abundant istighfar, Allah will send productive good rain. ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. Allah will increase your wealth. Allah will bless you with wonderful children. These are the worldly benefits. ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. Allah will give you jannah al-firdaus and the streams and rivulets. Continue making istighfar. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish a nation as long as they make istighfar. Continue, my brother, late the night time, daytime, and best time is sehri time, suhoor time. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ وَسَلِيمُ كَرِيمٌ. جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.